Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. Shalom, my name is Rabbi Kurt.
欢迎收听古老的圣经原则和神国度的权柄系列。平安，我是拉比克兰卓。
You know, one of the reasons that I've put this out is to be able to kind of restore the integrity that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我提出这个主题的原因之一是希望能够恢复神在过去、现在和永生都永不改变的属性。
It's not about legalism, it's just that basically, biblically, this is our history, this is who created us, and if you believe that, the more you know about him and his ways, the more prosperous you'll be in this life.
这并不是律法主义，而是从圣经的角度而言，在我们的历史上，神就是起初创造我们的神。如果你相信，你对神的方式了解的越多，你今生就会越昌盛。
And that's really been my experience.And I try to share that with you in biblical principles that are authenticated with real results and real testimonies.
这就是我的经验。我想要在圣经原则中与你分享，我遵守圣经原则已经得到了真实的果效和见证。
The scripture says in the book of Revelation that they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved their lives not unto death.
在启示录中说，弟兄胜过魔鬼撒旦，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
So I want to just be able to, in this podcast, be able to bring you real practical things that you can start to adapt and maybe adopt into your habits and patterns and in your life, so that you can get better results.
所以我希望能够在这里带给你真实实用的信息，你可以开始适用到实际的生活习惯和模式中，希望你能够结出更好的果实。
So the question that you have on this podcast is, it says, many believers are walking in offense, knowing or unknowingly. Can you help us to understand our legal right, or what's the legal right of the enemy, in regards to...Does it affect our authority and our mind, will, and emotion if we choose to ignore offenses? Well, the answer is yes, yes, and yes.
第一个问题是，许多信徒有意或无意地处在被冒犯之中。你能帮助我们了解我们在神的律例中所享有的法定权利，以及仇敌享有的法定权利是什么吗？如果我们选择忽略冒犯，它是否会影响我们在思想、意志和情感中的权柄？答案是，是的，这是非常肯定的。
So, you know, the scripture says offenses will come. I always like to think of it this way. If you think in, you know, I've been pastoring for, gosh, 25, 26 years. And I've done, not so much in recent, but in years past, I've done marriage counseling.
圣经中说，冒犯是会到来的。拉比说，我牧养的信徒大概已经有25、26年了，虽然最近做的不多，但是在过去的几年里，我一直在做婚姻的辅导。
And one of the things that they have, and a legal term for a divorce is, that they're incompatible.
我了解到，从法律的条款上而言，离婚的法定理由之一就是夫妻之间无法兼容。
So,If you're legally incompatible, then you can legally dissolve a covenant contract that you made with man.
因此，如果一对配偶在法律上无法兼容相处，那么其中一位就可以合法的解除与另一位签订的契约。
Now, with God, it doesn't work that way, but I think it's interesting that it says incompatible.
但现在有了神，事情就不是这样运作了。我认为其中的不兼容这一点非常的有意思。
Now, the reason I say this is the thrust of answering your question. I'm going a little deep, but if you can catch this, you'll understand life better.
我之所以这样说是想要回答你问题的重点。我会讲得比较深入。如果你能抓住这一点，你就会更好地理解你的生命。
Listen, I've been married 48 years, and I met Christy.And it really was love or lust or whatever you want to call it, at 19 years old at first sight. So, and it was for both of us. I mean, we just, that was it. We dated one time and we weren't saved and we were together ever since. So
拉比说，我已经结婚48年了，曾经我遇到了我的妻子克里斯蒂，这真的是因为爱，或者说欲望，或者说19岁时的一见钟情，并且这对我们两个人来说都是如此。曾经我们约会过一次，并且当时我们并没有得救，但从那以后我们就在一起了。
Listen, I'm not recommending it. I'm just telling you that the attraction was so powerful, and it's still very powerful. We're much more powerful together than apart. So, and we very seldom travel or even go anywhere without each other.
我现在不是想要推荐这样的相处模式，我只是告诉你，吸引力的力量是很强大的。曾经我和我的妻子之间的吸引力如此强大，现在仍然十分强大，我们在一起比分开更加强大，所以我们很少在没有彼此的情况下去旅行，或者去到其他任何地方。
And it's not because we have to need each other, it's that we actually want to be with each other. So we enjoy thatAnd are we compatible? Absolutely not. She's almost polar opposite of me.
这并不是因为我们彼此必须需要，而是我们真正想要彼此在一起，我们非常享受这一点。但我们是兼容的吗？绝对不是。我的妻子几乎与我截然相反。
And so, technically, we could get divorced. I could say, well, we're incompatible.
所以从技术上讲，我们具备离婚的要素。我可以说我们是不兼容的。
No, I'm always on time. She's always late. She's into to the finest detail of things. She'll go into a house and I'll think, man, this is great. Like, you know, we may rent a house for a vacation. And she, oh, this is great. We go into a house, if we rent it on vacation, I can plan on it. The first day or day and a half before the kids get there,She's going to clean the house. I don't care if a professional crew came in and cleaned the house. She is going to do the Nana thing. And before her grandchildren and her children get in that house, she's going to go through the whole house.
我总是准时，而我的妻子总是迟到。她对事物的细节了如指掌，而我却不一样。比如我们租房子去度假，我们可以在孩子们到达度假屋的前一天或一天半到达。我其实不介意可以让专业的工作人员进来打扫房子，但是我的妻子她想要做奶奶才会做的事情，也就是她会在孙子和孩子们进入度假屋之前亲自打扫完毕整个房子。
And that's who she is. She'll say to me, you go ahead, go out and rest on the beach, do what you're going to do, sit by the pool, but I'm going to clean, she wants to clean the house. We are not the same. We're not compatible. We are opposites.
这就是我的妻子，她会对我说，你去吧，出去在沙滩上休息，坐在泳池边，做你想要做的事情，但是我要打扫卫生。我们是不一样的，是相反的，是不兼容的。
So what happens is, why do we love each other and want to be together? It's because we've learned how to interact in, to be compatible with each other.
那么为什么我们彼此相爱想要在一起呢？这是因为我们已经学会了如何互动以互相兼容。
What's your strength? What's my strength? So while she's cleaning the house, what's my strength? I go to the store and I go crazy at the grocery store getting all this food because my love language is food.
我们两个人的优势分别是什么呢？我的妻子在打扫房子，而我的优势是我会去杂货店疯狂地买食物，因为我表达爱的语言是食物。
So I'm going to fix for everyone before they get there the best meal possible. I know what everybody's likes are, and I'm going to get that apron on. And so while she's spending 5 hours cleaning the house, I'm spending 5 hours usually cooking and preparing the meal and marinating and making sure the grill that's there works, and et cetera, et cetera.
所以我要在孩子们到达那里之前为每个人预备我可能做到的最好的饭菜。我知道每个人的喜好，我要穿上围裙做我的事情。所以这就是为什么我的妻子要花5个小时打扫房子，而我通常花5个小时做饭、准备饭菜、腌制，并确保度假屋的烤架是可工作的。
So there's two different things, but if you take the wonderful meal and the clean house together, you have family. But they're two opposite things.
当你坐在打扫干净的度假屋和家人一起吃了一顿美味的晚餐，这就是家的感觉。所以我和我妻子做的是两件完全不同的事情。
So the key is what you have to do is you have to learn how to do that outside your marriage and outside your family. You have to do it with your employees. You have to do it with the people you work with. You have to do it with the people you network. You have to do it with the people you go to church with. And the key is don't get offended at somebody because they don't agree with you.
关键是你要知道你也必须学会如何在婚姻和家庭之外做到和别人兼容这一点，就会发生在你和你的员工、同事、朋友以及教会的人一起相处的时候。关键点在于，请你不要因为某些人不同意你的观点而被冒犯。
People a lot of times they'll say, well, why is an offense such a bad thing? The reason is because God created that person. Now, I don't know who they've become, but God created that person in his image. And so when you get offended with another human being, you're getting offended with something God created.
人们有时候会感到疑惑，为什么冒犯是一件这么糟糕的事情？原因是因为神创造了那个人，而现在我们不知道他们变成了什么样子，但神按照他的形象创造了那个人。因此，当你被另一个人冒犯时，你就是对神的创造物感到冒犯。
And so what happens is in the courts of heaven, the enemy uses that against us. Well, they're offended, so it cancels your prayer. It says when you bring your tithes or offering into the house of God, don't bring it offended or hold on to it. Why? Because you sowed the seed, and now your offense is canceling the blessing.
而在天上的法庭，仇敌就会利用它来对付我们，因为人们被冒犯了，所以冒犯会取消人们的祷告。请你在进入神的殿中奉献时，不要带着冒犯进入。为什么呢？因为你播下了种子，而你的冒犯正在取消你的种子原本应该带来的祝福。
I'm being very transparent on this podcast to tell you about my family and stuff, but...
我在这个信息中非常透明和真诚地和你分享关于我自己和我家庭相关的事情，希望你能够受益。
For all my friends that are in the political mountain, listen, you're patriarchs and patriots. I'm a patriot. I mean, I'm not called into that mountain. I worked into it for a season.
我想和你分享我在政治的山头上的朋友们，请你听好。我和你们一样都是爱国者。我的意思是，我没有被召唤到那座政治的山头上，但我也在政治的方向上工作过几个季节。
But one of the challenges I faced, and I tried to tell leaders this, is you can't verbally curse the other political party because you don't like them.
我面临的挑战之一，也是我试图告诉政治领袖者的一点，就是你们不能因为不喜欢另一方政党而口头咒诅他们，虽然我自己可能也不喜欢他们。
Listen, I may not like them either, so I'll get real personal. Many, many years ago, during the Intifada in Israel, the Lord said, you're not coming back to Israel until you learn how to pray because you're endangering yourself in spiritual warfare. Because at that time, we were going 3 to 5 times a year.
拉比说，我来分享一个私人的经历。在很多很多年前，在以色列发生起义的时候，当时我们每年都要去以色列3到5次。但神跟我说，在你学会为对方祷告之前，请你不要去以色列，否则你会在属灵征战中把自己置于危险的境地。
And I said, what do you mean I'm? He said, the reason is because you're cursing Yasser Arafat. Well, of course I'm cursing Yasser Arafat. I'm a Jew and he kills my people.
我问神说，神，你这是什么意思呢？神说，因为你在咒诅阿西亚阿尔法特。我说，我当然要咒诅阿拉法特，我是犹太人，他杀了犹太人。
And the Lord said, no, I made Yasser Arafat.
神却说，不，是我造了阿拉法特。
You don't have a right to curse him. Is you're cursing him and Satan is accusing you in the courts and your prayers when you go to the land. I don't care if you go to Bethel, Hebron, you know, Mount Zion. You're not effective, and you're suffering sickness and backlash.
你没有权利咒诅他。你如果咒诅他，撒旦就会在天上的法庭指责你和你的祷告。当你去到以色列这片土地的时候，我不在乎你是否去伯特利、去锡安山，你所做的事情不会有果效，而且你会遭到疾病和强烈的反对。
So you need to pray for Yasser Arafat.
神说，你需要为阿拉法特祷告。
And I thought, wow, the Lord's not going to let me go back to the land. And at that time, we were going regularly.
当时我就在想，哇哦，主不让我回到这一片土地。而当时我们定期都会去以色列。
So I had to search my heart, and I said, Lord, help me to learn how to pray for the leadership.
所以我不得不检视自己的心。我说，主啊，请你帮助我学习如何为国家的领袖来祷告。
I'm not here to go into all the scripture, but the scripture is very clear. Paul gave a command. He was going to Rome. He said, make sure you pray for the leaders.
经文中记载的非常清楚。保罗吩咐说他要去罗马。他说，请你们确保为你们的领袖祷告。
You don't have to like their policies or the people, but you do need to pray for them and not get offended, because it affects your prayer life.
I know 你可能未必会喜欢领袖们颁布的政策或领袖他们的人本身，但是你需要为他们祷告，并且不被他们冒犯，因为这会影响你的祷告生活。
This is a little deeper, but you know, you're asking questions that says, what does offense look like when you're offended?
我知道这有点深奥，但你们问的问题中提到说，当你被冒犯时，冒犯是什么样子的呢？
People get bitter, angry, high blood pressure, cortisone levels go up, mental and emotional and stress and dysfunction happens. I mean, it goes all over the place. So,
人们变得痛苦、愤怒、高血压、肾上腺素水平上升、精神和情绪以及压力和功能障碍都会发生。这些现象会发生在很多方面。
The fact that you know, I do teaching on emotional intelligence, and I've got a book that we've written on emotional healing.
事实上，我对智慧的管理情绪有过一些教导。我也有一本关于情感医治的书。
I write that book is because most people, right before promotion comes, there's a thing called the 18%, and it's usually right before the promotion, that 18%, an offense will come.Get you all cranked up, the cortisol kicks in your brain, shuts down, you usually do or say something that can't be undone, and it kind of cancels you from that next promotion or that next place.
我写这本书的原因是，大多数人在被提升之前，数据显示有大概18%的人会被冒犯所影响，以至于无法得到提升。在那时，冒犯到来，它会让你们都加快动作，肾上腺素开始发挥作用。大脑关闭正常运作，通常会说或者会做一些无法撤销的事情，那么这样他就会取消你下一次被提升或者到达下一个地方。
And praise God for forgiveness, but at the same time, when you're high profile, you do some things, and you know what? You may not be able to fix it, and that's kind of real life. So what does it look like? If you're going to get offended, I would...Go ahead and try to get away from saying anything and be calm and ask the Lord to forgive you and don't say something you're going to regret.
我们感恩赞美神的宽恕，但与此同时，你也需要知道，当你高调的在做一些事情时，你可能无法回头撤销或解决问题。这也是生活真实的样子。那么正确的应对方式会是怎么样的呢？如果你被冒犯了，换作我，我会选择尽量不去说什么，而保持冷静。你可以求主原谅你，并且不要说一些会让你后悔的话。
Your next question is, what do we do when we're offended in a way that makes us seem impossible to forgive?
你们的下一个问题是，当我们被冒犯，让我们做了一些无法被原谅的事情时，我们该怎么办？
For me, I just go to the cross.
对我来说，我会来到十字架的面前。
I don't know, maybe you watch the Passion of the Christ or any of the crucifixion movies, but the drama of here's a man who came and did nothing but good, had no sin, but he...
也许你看过《基督受难记》或者任何关于耶稣受难的电影，关键的戏剧情节是耶稣来到世间，除了行善，其他什么都没有做，他是没有罪过的。
Understands his assignment, and literally as he's literally his skin and his hands are being torn apart from the weight of his body, and the way you actually die in a crucifixion, you actually suffocate.
So, 但他明白自己的任务，他身上的皮肤和手是真的被身体的重量撕裂的。而实际上耶稣死在十字架上的方式是窒息而死。
He's suffocating to death and he's bleeding and there's pain all over his body. And he says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
所以耶稣快窒息而死了，他在流血，浑身疼痛。但他却说，父神，请原谅他们，因为他们不知道自己在做什么。
So if you ask me, like, how do I do it? I'm just being transparent. When I get with somebody that really wrongs me and it gets offended, and it happens a lot, because that's life, I always look at my hand, I think, no hole. Look at my feet, no hole. No crown of thorns. I'm able to breathe deeply.All the skin on my back and my muscle and sinews, all there. No one took a cat of nine tails and ripped the skin off my back all the way down to my bones.
所以如果你问我该怎么办，我想很诚实地和你分享，因为冒犯这个事情经常在我的身上发生。当我和一个真正冒犯了我的人在一起时，我会看着我的手脚，他们并没有被戳动，我也没有荆棘冠冕，我能够深呼吸。我背上所有的皮肤、肌肉、肌腱都还好好的在那里，没有人用九尾鞭把我背上的皮一直扯到我的骨头上。
And if he can do that for me, I don't know, maybe watch The Passion of the Christ or any of the crucifixion movies. But the drama of here's a man who came and did nothing but good,had no sin, but he...
也许你看过《基督受难记》或者任何关于耶稣受难的电影，关键的戏剧情节是耶稣来到世间，除了行善，其他什么都没有做，他是没有罪过的。
Understands his assignment, and literally as he's literally his skin and his hands are being torn apart from the weight of his body, and the way you actually die in a crucifixion, you actually suffocate.
但他明白自己的任务，他身上的皮肤和手是真的被身体的重量撕裂的，而实际上耶稣死在十字架上的方式是窒息而死。
He's suffocating to death and he's bleeding and there's pain all over his body and he says, Father, forgive them for they do not know what they do.
所以耶稣快窒息而死了，他在流血，浑身疼痛，但他却说，父神，请原谅他们，因为他们不知道自己在做什么。
So if you ask me, like, how do I do it? I'm just being transparent. When I get with somebody that really wrongs me and it gets offended, and it happens a lot, because that's life, I always look at my hand, I think, no hole. Look at my feet, no hole. No crown of thornsI'm able to breathe deeply. All the skin on my back and my muscle and sinews, all there. No one took a cat of nine tails and ripped the skin off my back all the way down to my bones.
所以如果你问我该怎么办，我想很诚实地和你分享，因为冒犯这个事情经常在我的身上发生。当我和一个真正冒犯了我的人在一起时，我会看着我的手脚，他们并没有被戳动，我也没有荆棘冠冕。我能够深呼吸，我背上所有的皮肤、肌肉、肌腱都还好好的在那里，没有人用九尾鞭把我背上的皮一直扯到我的骨头上。
And if he can do that for me, then what this person said or stole or did to me is like nothing.
如果耶稣能为我做到这一点，那么无论对方是对我实行了偷窃，或者是对我做了什么不好的事情，我就都像什么都没有发生过一样。
And if he's asking me to forgive them, he loves them, I'm learning to love them, then I need to follow his path.
耶稣要我们去原谅这些人，耶稣爱他们，我也正在学习爱他们，我们要遵循耶稣的道路。
And I would really say that for believers, you can't afford to be offended.
我想对信徒们说，我们承受不起被冒犯的后果。
Know this, you can either choose the offense which brings a curse, or forgive and be unoffended and get a blessing. The choice is yours.
我只知道这一点，你有两个选择，你可以选择受到冒犯的影响，并且这会带来诅咒，也可以选择原谅，不向对方设防，最后会得到祝福，选择权在你。
Let me pray. Father God, we come to you in Yeshua's name. Let us never go to bed, put our head on our pillow without praying forgiveness for all those who offend us. Scripture says offenses will come, and they'll even get more and more as the day approaches.It's just part of life. So, Lord, I choose to release all those who have offended me and will offend me. And I choose to have a lifestyle where, listen, I'm not a robot. I understand I'm going to get up and down, hurt and mad, but I choose not to stay there. I always choose life. I choose to forgive, and I bless those that curse me.
让我们一起来祷告。父神，我们奉耶稣的名来到你的面前，让我们在一天结束躺在床上准备睡觉的时候，永远不要带着不饶恕冒犯我们人的情绪，并且没有祷告的入睡。我们要饶恕所有冒犯我们的人。圣经说过，冒犯会到来，随着末日的临近，他们甚至会越来越多，而这只是生活的一部分。所以主啊，我选择释放所有冒犯我并将冒犯我的人。我选择一种生活方式，我知道我的生活会起起落落，受伤，然后生气，但我选择不待在那里。我总是选择生命，选择原谅，并祝福咒诅我的人。神祝福你们，平安。